locally owned and operated. We are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tropical storm Ernesto strengthening as it swings north of Puerto Rico. Winds about 60 miles an hour. People are being warned to stay out of the ocean. Puerto Rico's main energy provider is asking people to call if they detect outages. The U.S. continues working to get ceasefire talks going again in the Middle East. That as Israel braces for a possible attack from Iran, the State Department approving $20 billion in new weaponry sales to Israel. Ukrainian troops continue their offensive into Russia. ABC chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell has more.
Another region of Russia declaring a state of emergency over Ukraine's audacious operation across the border. Overnight, the governor of the border region of Belgorod calling the situation very difficult following attacks by Ukrainian forces, saying houses are destroyed, civilians dead and injured. Belgorod, of course, being used to launch consistent deadly attacks on Ukraine.
ABC's Ian Paddle. This is ABC News. There's another American in legal trouble in Russia. There are reports that a 46-year-old man has been arrested in Moscow, reportedly for getting into a fight at a hotel. He's being held on charges of petty hooliganism. It's the new rule at the State Fair of Texas, no guns allowed. That put in place after a shooting at last year's fair. Some lawmakers in Texas aren't happy with that decision. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Starting this year, says the fair's Carissa Condianis, no one but police will be allowed to be armed.
We feel that this is a measure that we need to put in place to just prevent anything from happening out here.
But some in the Texas legislature say gun-free zones are magnets for crime.
What they've done is actually reduced safety.
State Representative Brian Harrison is one of 70 lawmakers signing a petition demanding the state fair drop its gun ban. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
New title for the Dallas Cowboys, a team ranked as the most valuable NFL franchise and the first one to be worth $10 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. We have rain and thunderstorms on the way tonight and tomorrow. Some heavy rain possible. Could get an inch or more by the time it winds down late tomorrow night. 65 our low tonight. Tomorrow's high, 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. In primary results from Tuesday's statewide election, Eric Hovde easily won the Republican nomination to challenge incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin for her U.S. Senate seat. And State Senator Melissa Agard will face one-time Dane County Board Supervisor Dana Pellenborn for Dane County Executive in November. Authorities in Richland County say there's no danger after a chemical spill at a local plant on Tuesday. Richland County Emergency Management said the spill at the plant happened when some chemicals spilled from a boiler at the plant. Crews were able to clean it up. And police in Sturgeon Bay are looking for the owner of a bag of cash. Officers say someone turned in the bank bag recently, and they're now looking for whoever lost it. Police say they tried to take the money back to the bank, but without a name or an account number, the bank couldn't do anything. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on purchasing tablets for city council members for emails and council packets, along with reports from the mayor, city administrator, and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. It's Rebecca Cook heading forward in Western Wisconsin's race for Congress. Cook beat current state representative Katrina Shankland to grab the Democratic nomination for Congress. The race was perhaps the most heated in the state, with allegations from both sides. She received about 49% of the vote in a three-way race. In terms of raw votes, she beat Shankland by more than 5,000 votes. Cook will now take on incumbent Congressman Derek Van Orden for the 3rd Congressional District in November. The days of free parking next to the Y Tennis Center are over. Eau Claire City Council last night voted to start charging for parking there. Later this month, drivers will have to pay $1 per hour to park in the lot. You'll have to use either an app or the lot's kiosk to pay. No one's saying why Eau Claire is making the change or just how much money the city expects to see from the new fee. Voters in Wisconsin said no to putting limits on the governor's spending powers. Voters yesterday rejected a pair of constitutional amendments that would have given lawmakers some say in how billions of dollars in federal money was spent. Democrats in the Senate framed the question as a Republican power grab. Conservatives and Republicans in the state said there needs to be some oversight in how those dollars are spent. About 58% of voters rejected the amendments. We could get an update today on elk hunting in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Board is set to meet in Madison, and the state's elk management plan is on the agenda. Wisconsin expanded elk hunting to 2 regions last season, and hunters continue to show a strong interest in the hunt. No one is saying what, if any, changes the DNR board may make to the elk management plan. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? in the distance traveled between yesterday and today. Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
A Western Wisconsin man accused of murder is being held on $1 million bond. 55-year-old John Stumlin is accused of killing Daniel Redoran and hiding his body behind a mobile home. La Crosse County deputies were called there for a death investigation last week and found Redoran's body concealed under some plants in the backyard. When they tried to get inside, they found the home barricaded by Stumlin. Deputies eventually got inside and arrested Stumlin after finding blood. Prosecutors say Stumlin struck Redoran multiple times in the head and punctured his skull. A Republican lawmaker who helped write the legislation is disappointed in the low number of applications for Wisconsin's Agricultural Road Improvement Program. Senator Howard Marklean said he's surprised, especially with the large number of town and county roads that need improvements to handle heavy agricultural and forestry traffic. Marklean says the program, established through a bipartisan legislative effort, may not be renewed in the next budget if there are not enough applications demonstrating the need for funding. The Agriculture Road Improvement Program has already distributed $50 million this year. The deadline for the second round of $100 million is the end of September. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for volunteers to find and monitor rare plants. The department says the volunteer program is the largest state resource for rare plant data. Last year, there were 178 reports of rare plants, including more than 30 in locations they'd never seen before. Virtual training is available on the Wisconsin DNR website, and in-person training is offered August 24th in Madison. Some eagle-eyed Minnesotans may soon notice a difference in the logo used by the Minnesota State Patrol. The agency is debuting a new logo design this week. The old logo featured the version of the Minnesota State Seal that was retired earlier this year. The new logo features the Mississippi River surrounded by Norway pines under the North Star. Officials estimate it will take 6 to 9 months and $4 million to replace the current logo on all uniforms and equipment. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. We have rain and thunderstorms on the way tonight and tomorrow. Some heavy rain possible. Could get an inch or more by the time it winds down late tomorrow night. 65 our low tonight. Tomorrow's high, 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
The Brewers dropped their third straight 7-2 to the Dodgers on Tuesday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Milwaukee's top pitcher, Colin Ray, roughed up by L.A., surrendering four home runs in his fourth loss of the season.
I think just trying to keep him off balance, maybe slow him down a little bit more than we did tonight. Seemed like they were on the cutter and kind of two-seam speed. Maybe we slow him down a little bit more, but, you know, they have a good approach. You know, we tried to throw him in early in the game, and then they kind of adjusted to that, and they were ready for those pitches. So, overall, just not a great performance.
William Contreras homered for the second straight night for the Brewers. Game three of that four-game set is tonight. The Badgers held training camp practice number 12 yesterday. Tyler Van Dyke continuing to trend towards opening the season as the Badgers' starting quarterback. He worked with the ones again yesterday and had a solid workout. Packers hold their second training camp practice of the week today. They are getting ready for Sunday night's second preseason game at Denver. The week also includes a joint practice with the Broncos on Friday. Second-year wide receiver Jaden Reed was asked what he learned from last year's joint practice.
Man, just always be aware how you head on the swivel. So it was very physical, I would say. I understand the excitement of, you know, playing new players on different teams. So, just have my head on the swivel.
Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy will have meniscus surgery this week. The first-round pick reported soreness in his right knee before the diagnosis. A recovery timetable won't be known until he undergoes surgery. Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell.
Totally a medical decision. You know, certainly what's best for the long-term health of J.J. McCarthy will be the priority, and I don't, like I said, have that answer.
Whistling Straits has added three more national golf events. The USGA announcing Tuesday that the Straits will host the 2028 U.S. Amateur, the 2033 U.S. Junior Amateur, and the 2037 U.S. Girls Junior. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
The Minnesota Twins racked up 15 hits during a 13-3 rout of Kansas City at Target Field. Max Kepler went 3-for-5 with a home run and 4 RBI, while Christian Vasquez and Kyle Farmer also homered. Zebby Matthews earned the win in his major league debut, striking out 5 and holding the Royals to 2 runs on 5 hits. The Twins have won 4 of 6. They'll go for the sweep against Kansas City this afternoon. The Vikings will not have their first-round rookie quarterback on the field to start off the new season. Minnesota quarterback J.J. McCarthy is set to undergo surgery this week to repair a torn meniscus in his right knee. Team doctors will decide during surgery whether McCarthy will need a trim of the meniscus or a full repair. A trim could allow the 21-year-old to return to action this season. A full repair could sideline him for his entire rookie campaign. Veteran signal caller Sam Darnold is now slated to start the season as the Vikings' starting quarterback. The Packers continue training camp from Nitschke Field. Jordan Love was mediocre at yesterday's practice. He went 10 for 20 with a two-minute drill that went nowhere. Meanwhile, Zach Tom and Tucker Kraft continue to work through team drills as they recover from injuries. Green Bay will visit the Denver Broncos on Sunday night.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Have you seen those great, big, huge hair jigs that they're using for bass? I'll describe what they are and how to present them, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
There's a new technique that's being used right now to catch really huge largemouth bass. It's a big hair jig, a big fluffy hair jig. And what you do is take these big jigs, they weigh 1/2 ounce up to 3/4 ounce, and they've got big hairy bodies on them with fairly large hooks. And what you do is you find a rock pile or a deep weed bed that's next to some hard bottom, and you fish the edge of those weeds or right over those rocks. Now, these huge bass are in very deep water, above the thermocline, of course. You're probably out in 20, 22, 23 feet of water. And these fish are out there laying over the tops of those rocks, right on the edge of that vegetation, and you cast out this big hair jig. When this thing's wet, the body of this thing will extend out probably 4 inches long. And you let this sink to the bottom, and you just drag it with little hops and pops along the way. And boom, these bass will swim out and just inhale this thing. Try it out. They really work. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. We have rain and thunderstorms on the way tonight and tomorrow. Some heavy rain possible. Could get an inch or more by the time it winds down late tomorrow night. 65 our low tonight. Tomorrow's high, 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low, and put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Never loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
The signs say, do not touch. You're out of bounds. You're forbidden fruit. Don't come around. It says, don't make plans. On your hand, it's a promise made to another man. 'Cause when you're around, my defenses go down. Feelings get stronger, looks get longer. The closer you come, the weaker I get. If it ain't happened now, just ain't happened yet. So please, please, please go. Not strong enough.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
every now and I'm bad this time. It's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when the wine is gone, like a record on repeat. Leaning on memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty. She wants me. Try my best not to fall where she falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my pretty little poison. My heart. Alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. And we're at Farm Tech Days. We do have some birthdays to pass along. And also coming up, we'll be chatting with Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss about the city council meeting from last night. Birthdays from yesterday. Maka Whitwam had a birthday. Also Jessica Black celebrating a birthday yesterday. And Landon Glaus has a birthday today. So their names go into the big giant fishing tackle box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all your grilling needs with the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Our winner will also receive a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Make Dairy Queen of Durand your spot for lunch today. Use the Dairy Queen app to earn those reward points for some great Dairy Queen treats and deals. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 114 West Main Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
DQ presents... How to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ.
Happy tastes good.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. We have rain and thunderstorms on the way tonight and tomorrow. Some heavy rain possible. Could get an inch or more by the time it winds down late tomorrow night. 65 our low tonight. Tomorrow's high, 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Stars they could have been.
someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Mama knows the highway by the song. When she hears a good one, she always sings along. She don't ever worry about what's gone. She says, good country music will never steer you wrong. She talks to the truckers with the lights. Maybe just a little bit more on Saturday night. She knows a good road to paradise. It's just enough to keep the highway bright. Yeah, mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart. Tell Wyoming by the wind. She can tell another trucker by the rig that he's in. She knows how to watch the river bend. She knows where the real south begins. Well, mama knows the highway now by heart. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by sign. Little old places always share the grand design. Mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart. Mama knows the highway now by heart. Mama knows the highway, yeah, yeah,
Joe Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I wanted, needed love.
baby. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You wish you mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it. Said, I don't know about you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming. I just wanna feel you hold me again. And I've been counting down the minutes. I'll keep climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it.
AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss, as we talk about the city council meeting from last night. And Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us. Well, a couple of things going on. At least let's first talk about Mirror Lake. You had a citizen that kind of looked into some stuff to potentially clean up the water a little bit, so to speak, or at least get rid of the algae.
Yeah. Wayne Diller, longtime resident of Mondovi. His wife, Mary Jane, live on North Eau Claire Street, right across from the lake. Lived there for a long time. Wayne's dad actually was the mayor here back in Mondovi a long time back. So, you know, obviously, like myself, I think the lake is something that he takes great pride in, and he just took it upon himself to do a pretty good amount of legwork on some different opportunities and things available for water quality and things like that. So, went up and met with him, and he walked me through the whole process and everything that he did. Had an opportunity to share that with the administrator, and then I did some homework myself. He did some comparisons with the Half Moon Lake in Eau Claire, which does some water quality treatments and other things like that. So just want to make sure that the council was on board, because there could be some, you know, costs of doing it. And so the direction was tonight just to have the administrator at least do the preliminary work to see if there's some grant opportunities out there and what the total cost would be. We had good rain flow and water, or good rainfall this year and water flow through the lake. So the lake actually looks really great this year, and it's looking well. But, you know, if you look back last year when we had not a lot of rain through the, you know, the July-August time frame, so water gets stagnant, and then you just got a lot of algae and other things, Brian.
And you mentioned that Eau Claire was working with UW Stout, and they've been kind of doing some of that stuff with other lakes, it seems like, around the area.
Yeah, you've got to partner up. I think there's some testing requirements that need to be done and other things. So, you know, who better to partner with than the University of Wisconsin? Obviously, if we're dealing with Stout, I think that could be something the city of Mondovi could do, you know, only being about a half hour away here as well. So I think there's some potential here, and I think that there's some interest in having the lake, you know, be operational, not just for fishing, but, you know, for all recreation, kayaking. And we have the new boat launch, we have the kayak launch, and I think if you have good water quality, I think the citizens will just get more usage out of the body of water.
talking with Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss this morning. Again, I guess staying on the beautification thing, another resident brought up over at Lindsay Park, and I kind of noticed this during the fair.
Yeah.
The basketball court, I'm like, wow, doesn't look like this thing's been used in quite a while, and even the tennis courts are more of a parking lot.
Yeah, that's a citizen came in and talked about that tonight. It's something that, you know, I've looked at. It's when we did some of the park upgrades, you know, it's prioritizing, you know, where to put the dollars that you do have and the grant money that you do receive. So there is a basketball court that's up, you know, behind the Ed Lindsay Field, I guess, to the southwest. And, you know, that's a portion of that's been used for parking, and then there's a tennis court there. They're not in that great a shape, and after the discussion tonight, you know, my interest would be, instead of just, you know, trying to fix one of the things, is there a dual purpose feature that it could maybe have where it could serve as, you know, still, you know, kids could play basketball or adults could play basketball there and serve as a parking facility as well. So the thought was to kick it over to the park committee, have it start there, get some general input from the citizens, again, see if there's maybe some grant money that's available, and then do what's best. There was talk about extending the parking lot, but obviously, you know, I don't know if parking right outside the fence in left field is the most appropriate spot to park cars when you're running a softball tournament as well. So a lot of things to consider before we do anything there, Brian.
I know I wouldn't park there because during the fair there was the softball tournament going on and I saw three home runs and no, I would never park there. Meanwhile, one of the things that a resolution that passed for NTEC, well, really any communications company that's putting in new utilities, is to let's start putting this stuff underground.
Yeah, it's obviously I've got a utility background, so when we looked at when NTEC is you know, putting a lot of money, capital dollars into the infrastructure here to serve the citizens, upgrading a lot of the, you know, access to, you know, high-speed internet and their data and everything is increasing here. So our concern was if they're going to be putting those infrastructures in and upgrading the system, now is the appropriate time to bury some of those facilities, directional bore some of these facilities, and get them, you know, off of the wooden poles and through the alleyways and things like that. So we got a commitment out of NTEC, you know, to try to bury as much as possible of the system. So I think, you know, this is a step in the right direction. It's aesthetically makes the city look better, but also, you know, if we just look at some of the storms that hit as close by as Gilmerton here in the last month and a half, I think there's just less opportunity for service interruptions when the things are properly buried underground. So we're proud of our relationship with NTEC and the work that they're doing here, and we think it's going to be a mutual benefit to the community to have those facilities below grade when possible.
And you know, it looks like they're starting at least some of the preliminary stuff for the whole city to put in the fiber. That is something that I know Mondovi has been wanting for a long time.
Right. The duct work would be directional board, and then they'll pull in fiber. So, you know, once the infrastructure's in place, you know, if there is a fault or a break on the line, then you can simply just pull out, you know, the old fiber and put in a new piece without, you know, having to go back through and disrupt or dig anything up. So a lot of this infrastructure, Brian, is what they refer to as directional board, meaning they set up at one location and they push rod underground and come up wherever they need to. So there's some disturbance, but it's actually pretty minimal. And then where they would bury to each individual home, there's what's referred to as mini sneak. They're small trencher kind of apparatuses that vibrate, you know, a piece of cable into the ground. So, and then they're responsible for that restoration work if there's any disturbance to the citizens' property.
That's Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss. You're listening to WRDN.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. SFB's free business banking guide provides strategies to ensure your business is running smoothly. From earnings credits to point-of-sale solutions, online banking, and retaining employees, SFB understands your business. Is your money working for you? Find out with the SFB Business Banking Guide. Download it at sfbank.com or talk with a banker today. Member FDIC.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-611-2046. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-611-2046. That's 800-611-2046. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several